Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jason Kritz,
Mark Chandler,
and Rocky Buchanan.
And you folks are part of a tradition in Spruce Pine that goes back 33 years. And we'll talk to the director first just a little bit. What are we here to talk about?
The Living Lord's Supper from Berry Chapel.
And it's been presented at Berry Chapel for 33 years.
That's correct. Yes.
So now, what's your part in it this year, old buddy?
I've been asked to play the part of Jesus this year.
Now, you've done that before, and it was, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it was not last year, but the year before.
And it's such an exciting time for everybody that's involved in this. How many people are in the cast?
Oh, my goodness. Close to 60 people plus extras plus people doing crew stuff behind the scenes.
So more like 70.
Is it mostly church members or just members of the community?
Mostly church members, but we have had a few from other churches come be part of it this year.
Well, now, Rocky, you told me you have been in this from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
So, like, the first year, what role did you play and what was it like?
I play Peter.
You always play Peter?
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about what those early years was like.
Well, really and truly, when we first started, we felt like it was an honor to be chosen to be one of the disciples. Now, the things that's changed is it's who you can get to do it.
Yeah. A lot of folks are busy, and it's hard to get them to make a commitment, but it's something that's so special. Gosh, how many people you reckon over the years is... It's untelling how many people have been inspired by this. I mean, just think about it. The place is full every time you do it.
Yeah, we usually have around 500 over the weekend.
So 500 times 33 years is a folk or two.
It is.
You were telling Jason and I before we started recording that you had been thinking about the rehearsal time, the practice time. Mm-hmm. How many hours did you say?
I figured up just the practices that I'd been in was over 577 hours just in practices, not counting the performances.
That is a real true commitment to something. So, of course, the story is the Living Lord's Supper.
Correct. It's from the birth. We start out with the birth of Christ to his crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension at the end. And then also the time with the disciples at the table, an intimate time even in the garden with the disciples.
So it's all here in the sanctuary at Berry Chapel.
Correct.
Actually, one year, we even took it to the prison in Avery County.
Did you really? You was able to take it?
Yes.
Well, I bet that was inspiring for those folks, too.
This year, what really impressed me was we have a new member in the cast that talked about a guy that came here over 30 years ago. And he wasn't living a life for the Lord. And I don't know if it was drugs, alcohol, what it was, but now he's leading a prison ministry and working in his church. And I've actually got to lead people to the Lord here at one or two of the performances.
When it can make that type of impression and influence on folks and get them where they need to be, man, that's...
Well, you know, people pay $15 to go see a movie. Children, when they come and see this, a picture's worth 1,000 words. They can actually see it happening.
Well, and for children and for all of us, I'm sure it brings out parts. Probably every year something a little different, kind of like hearing a sermon. You hear something, I hear something. We all hear what we need to hear.
You know, initially, we started out with programs we hand out, and it would list each person that was in the play and what part they played. And we felt like that was giving credit to us. And we don't want credit for us. We want credit for God.
It's obvious that you take it seriously, and it is just such a great thing to be a part of. We like to let folks know if they want to come to it, they're welcome to come. Large groups, you try to get to maybe make a reservation.
Ahead of time, yes.
So tell us how that works.
They can call the church office.
Church phone number is 765-6590.
And then also, if they have to leave a message, can't get a hold of anybody, they can also get a hold of the pastor at Berry Chapel. That's Steve Williams, mm-hmm. And his phone number is 766-9880.
The production is set up. It's good for adults, good for children, really be all ages.
All ages. And the interesting part about playing Jesus, you know, it's not just a simple role you take on. But the last few weeks in preparation of it, I see myself as put myself in the place of a disciple, mm-hmm. or somebody watching the cross. And it really hits home. the Bible comes to life. What you've read, what you've heard in church and in Sunday school, it actually comes alive in this.
Performances this year are?
This Friday, April the 19th at 7 o'clock, and Saturday evening at 7 o'clock as well, the 20th.
For 30 years, it's helped this church grow together, and I don't think there's a soul here that can imagine Berry Chapel without this play, you know.
And with the cast that big and so many different folks and everybody trying to get it done, I'm sure that at times it's hard, but at times it's probably a bit of a hoot, too.
It is. We have fun with it. We always enjoy it and look forward to the practices on Sunday afternoon. It's a good time. It's a good time of fellowship, and it's an honor to be asked, you know.
There's a lot of other churches that are doing things this year, too. You know, Mount Calvary has got their play back this year, and then Grassy Creek Baptist Church is having one, and they're in competition with us on Friday night. But
Come on Saturday night.
But you're right. There are a lot of churches that have special programs, so go where you can.
For a long time, we were the only ones around that was doing anything at Easter, and we're really glad other churches are getting involved in it. Because Easter's the best holiday there is.
We try to tell people, too, that, you know, it's not just a little play like you'd see at school. This is actually, we've got the props set up. We're right here in the sanctuary with it. There's a cross right behind us here, almost like a production.
And we do observe the Lord's Supper during the middle of the play. So come with that set in your mind, too, and know that there is communion and there's peace in it. There really is.
Yes. Well, what it does for our church, we could never replace what, it's revival.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us. We wish you nothing but the best and the blessings of Easter to each of you. Again, I do want to remind you that there are a number of churches in our area that are having special programs for Easter this year, and we urge you to go to our website and find out more about where they are and when they're available, and go to as many as you feel led to go to and enjoy these productions. Folks work very hard to pass along the blessings of a special Easter program like this, so do consider going as you can. Thanks to Jason Kritz, Mark Chandler, and Rocky Buchanan. They are part of a really large cast that puts on the Living Lord's Supper and have been doing that for 33 years at Berry Chapel Baptist Church. And we appreciate them taking a few minutes to talk to us yesterday. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.